From NPR Music, you're connected to the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. On this edition, we have a new song, a premiere from Hozier, and it's a song written for a big-budget Hollywood film called The Legend of Tarzan. And I have to say, before I heard the song, I was apprehensive. I love Hozier. I love his debut album and his EPs. But frankly, big-budget films and the soundtracks that come with them just don't ever appeal to me. But when I heard the song, it was classic Hozier. It was beautiful, soulful. It's a love song written for the Tarzan movie. The song is called Better Love. And two things. One, I'm going to start by playing the entire song. And after the song, I'll talk to Hozier about making a song, his first song for a movie soundtrack. Here it is, the song Better Love.
I once kneeled and shaken through, chase the memory of it still, of every cheer, chided by the silence of the hush sublime, blind to the purpose of the brute divine. But you were mine, staring in her blackness at some distant star, the thrill of knowing how alone we are, unknown.
So I love the song. I guess the main thing that I want to know is, what direction did you get?
Right.
So who'd you talk to?
Yeah.
What did they tell you?
It was the first time I've ever kind of written, I suppose, committed to writing for a film project. So it was new and it was different and it was a bit of a challenge. But I think the first conversation that we had was that the film was, at the heart of it, was a love story.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was kind of, I think the filmmakers were kind of thinking about was a love song, I suppose, at the heart of it. Something that reflects, I suppose, human endurance and loyalty and love and stuff like that. Like, just so sometimes it's just a case, I'm fairly new to, entirely green to the process of writing for a film or writing for a film project. And so I wanted to make sure that it was a song that I could have put my name to and outside of a film project too, and something in that regard that I could be proud of as a song.
The one thing that struck me immediately was like, oh, this song could be on any of your records. They didn't have you in any way, or at least you didn't create anything in any way that was not in your character.
Yeah.
Right? Which is cool, which, you know, I bet that would be the scary part of diving into one of these things, that you become something that you're not.
That is, and it is, and it's tricky, and it's a tricky call to make, and I'm diving into projects when I'm an awful control freak at times when it comes to production and stuff like that. So I think what was frightening was that literally it was a 3-week deadline. So it was from the first meeting, from the first look at where the film was, I think it was a 3-week deadline to conceive of the song and write the song.
When you said first look at the film, could you just, like, what did you see? I mean, did you see characters? Did you read a script? What exactly?
Yeah, no, I mean, I suppose, you know, a few months ago, so I was looking at an edit that was, I suppose, close to finish, but that had, you know, a bit of some work left to do, but definitely enough to go on, you know, a later edit.
I don't even know. Is this cartoon? Is it real people?
What? No, it's a live action. It's a live action film, which kind of takes from the kind of Burroughs tales of Tarzan, I suppose. And it's directed by David Yates. There is a good deal of CGI and stuff because mm-hmm. you know there's a lot of, you know, animals and kind of jungle scenes and stuff like that. Yeah, I suppose as you were saying, it's kind of, I think, you know, from seeing what I saw, I kind of just said, look, if I had a demo in a week, and I wanted to make sure that it was kind of, as you said, it was something that felt like it was as honest as possible, or it was coming from myself. And I think coming off tour, I was ready to write something, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. as well, too. So it kind of was fortuitous in that regard.
So the words that you write, do you know them off the top of your head, or do you want me to read them?
Yeah, okay. No, I do, I suppose. No, of course, I do. So I hope so, off the top of my head. The lyrics are kind of, I suppose, at the core of it, I guess, it's a love song. But I suppose it draws from the, I suppose, there's a kind of a very hostile environment that the characters exist in, you know, and that's kind of, it's hostile politically, but also just naturally, you know, they're in a jungle, but also it takes place in a kind of colonial Congo, you know, so, but there's some kind of reference to that, I suppose. Or I suppose to the sublime in the lyrics, you know.
It says chided by the silence of the hushed sublime.
Hushed sublime, yeah. I suppose the kind of looking at nature as an indifferent, you know, entity. So you think of the indifference of nature. And although it's very beautiful, it's also horrendously brutal at the same time.
So the next line is blind to the purpose of the brute divine, the divine with capital D. What is?
I suppose, I don't know, it's how you look at it, but I suppose it's kind of an absurdist look at nature. You can stare long and hard as much as you like at the lines that we try to draw from nature, and we try to put order upon it, and we try to project order onto the world, and you know you oftentimes come back with very, very little. I think it's kind of drawn from that. And I suppose, the characters in the film, this is it's somebody who, by their nature, kind of turns their back to the lines that we draw, you know, for an ordered society.
Meaning that these people are outcast, well...
I suppose, yeah. I suppose if we want to talk about Tarzan, he's born in nature, you know what I mean, and grows up in the jungle and really has no place within ordered society and rejects it eventually.
And this woman that he's in love with, I assume, is not someone born in nature?
I don't know. Well, I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean...
Are the two of them in a cave when this song is being sung, and is it a man singing to a woman? There's so much...
I wouldn't think of it in such
that literal.
You know, I wouldn't think of it as one character in the film. I definitely don't think the song is really sang by a character in the film, in my head. I didn't exactly write it from that point of view. It's certainly not as on the nose as that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The song is called Better Love, and it's about reassuring, having seen how hostile and how brutal the world is, I suppose you can kind of come to a rather cold conclusion that, you know, there is no better love outside of that which you find in your lover, and therefore you redress your view of the world, you know, in the arms of that person, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, complete. The darker blue you speak of, I have never loved a darker blue. That's a beautiful line, but the following line, then the darkness I've known in you. So when I think of darkness in a person, one hand, it felt very beautiful, and then the darkness in another person is often their downside.
I wouldn't think of that, no. I think, I don't know, in this regard, if we're talking about a darkness in somebody or a darkness that, you know, and I think that's something that everyone relates to on some level, whether it's something that they see in themselves or somebody that they know. I think we often refer to it as a downside or our failing. But I think that's oftentimes through fear of wanting to address that. It's like that old kind of, sometimes that joke of, you know, I think, again, Tom Waits said it, you're afraid to drain the pool in case what you find at the bottom of it. But I think oftentimes, you know, it's sometimes within that you find your greatest strength and you find your greatest metal, you know. But it doesn't necessarily have to refer to darkness in a bad or evil or malignant way, but it could be that part of us that is maybe a little bit, maybe, you know, that challenges the other parts of ourselves or challenges the way that we see things, you know, that maybe that little shred of whatever part of you that might be iconoclastic or reels against other things that you accept.
Have you seen either the demo or this full version in the film yet?
I've only seen a snippet of it. So, I mean, the premiere is actually coming up in LA, so I'm looking forward to actually seeing the fully finished product.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm in Ireland at the moment. I'm flying to LA tomorrow to kind of kick off some stuff, but I'm looking forward to it.
Did the film make you think of either, or like the arrangement, in any different way? Did you go and try to do something that you hadn't done before and was inspired by the film to do that?
I suppose so. I mean, so the score is composed by a guy called Rupert Gregson Williams, who is fantastic and really helpful and really great to work with. But it's a big, bombastic score, you know, there's a lot going on, it's a lot of drums, it's, you know, highly energetic. And I suppose it was important that the song, coming out of that, whether we move from the score to the song in the film, that it's not completely at odds with that, and
right,
it's something that, you know, is appropriate. So it's the first time kind of working with orchestral stuff for me, you know, maybe beyond, you know, cello and strings, but... We did a session in Abbey Roads for this, which was...
That's exciting.
Which was exciting. It was a dream, yeah, even to be there and experience that. But with the help of Alex Ryan, who's my bass player, who I think you've met, but he is a fantastic arranger and composer, so he arranged the orchestral parts for that, which was great.
Well, I'm thrilled about the song. I really was apprehensive. I love you dearly, but when I hear there's a you're doing something for Tarzan movie, at the first moment I have to say I winced. But when I heard the song, I was thrilled.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you.
I hope you understand that sentiment.
I do. I understand apprehension. I suppose, yeah, it is. I think for me it was a challenge that I kind of... I don't know, it was a challenge I wanted to turn my hand to. And especially when somebody says, you know, 3 weeks to kind of turn your hand at this, I don't know, it was kind of, it seemed like an impossible task at the time, but it was something that I wanted to try. And also, I don't know what the shape of the next album is going to take. And, you know, in some way, you know, whether this song, whether it exists in between it or not, or whether it, you know, whether it would exist on one album or another, but I kind of felt like, if I was going to write a song for the project, it would be one that I feel I would hope I would be something along the lines that I would want to say anyway. You know what I mean?
It completely feels like you, and
oh, cool,
you should be proud.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Have a safe journey, and I don't know when you're coming east, but I hope to see you sometime soon.
I will talk to you soon, Bob. Thank you.
Best of luck to you. Cheers. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hozier, his new song is called Better Love from The Legend of Tarzan, and we have an exclusive video at the All Songs Considered website. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.